From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of Scripture. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
Our next scripture reading is the obvious one for the evening. It is the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. If you were with us this morning, we had a little teaser on this passage. We just read the first five verses because it still being the fourth Sunday of Advent, we weren't quite yet to Bethlehem. But on Christmas Eve, we are there. So let us listen to these familiar words, words that we have heard many times. And let us open our hearts and our minds and listen to familiar words with new ears. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. The highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Well, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. For the Word in creation, for the Word in Scripture, and for the Word within us. Thanks be to God. How many of you keep up with Facebook? You know, I've been on Facebook for a number of years. And I originally got on Facebook. I resisted. But I got on Facebook because I was a pastor of a congregation in Washington, D.C., and it was predominantly young adults. And if you wanted to know what was going on in that congregation, you had to be on Facebook. I did very little posting. I still do very little posting, but I do a lot of reading and responding and liking and doing those things. Well, my feed on Facebook is probably a little bit different than yours. I got a bunch of preachers on mine. And this time of year, it gets really active. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of anxiety among preachers about preaching on Christmas Eve. And Easter, for that matter. And the reason is because we have these amazing, wonderful stories that are filled with so, so much. And what we want to do is we want to tell that whole story in 15 minutes. Because there's so much going on in this Christmas story. If you take the time to read it, it is absolutely amazing. These shepherds are sitting out on a field taking care of their sheep, and all of a sudden, an angel appears to them. There are angels singing in the sky. They go to a stall, a cave, a manger, a place where animals eat to find a baby, a newborn baby born to a frightened young couple because they are living in perilous times. And the whole thing is about peace on earth and goodwill to all people. This is an amazing story. And I'm going to tell you, I don't really know what it's all about. And neither do you. We have our traditions. We have our church rituals. We have our cultural traditions that we have gotten from numerous, numerous cultures. The way we celebrate Christmas in North America today is so convoluted with the influence of so many different cultures throughout history that it's very difficult to untangle it. We in the church have even taken scriptures that originally had nothing to do with one another, and we have pulled them together into what we like to think is a seamless story of the birth of this baby named Jesus, who has come to save the world. It is a story about Emmanuel, God with us. And it just drips with irony. God, the unnameable, unimaginable, creating force of the universe, chooses to be made known. In a frightened couple and a little baby in a manger, accompanied by shepherds. Now, if you were God, would you do it that way? I dare say that most of us would want to make sure we got plenty of ads in the Tampa Bay Times, maybe a TV spot, maybe some ads on Facebook, get people to invite others and share and share and share. We would want to throw a big celebration because God is coming among us. And you know, that's what we do. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. We enjoy the music. We enjoy the pageantry. We enjoy the ritual. We enjoy the tradition. But then we read the story. And it is so, so ordinary. And that is what makes it so utterly beautiful. Because God comes to you and to me. Because we are so utterly ordinary. And the story tells us God is with us in this little baby. And then that little baby grows up and that little baby says, God is with you. You are the light of the world. All you have to do is love one another and treat each other with respect and with compassion. Accept everybody in the whole world for who they are. And it's all in this little baby in this manger, surrounded by livestock. So utterly ordinary. So if there's anything I would like for you to take away from what I have to say tonight, and perhaps from our time at the table and the rest of this service as we reflect on it, is that Christmas is really about God with us. Right here. Right now. Today. And this is the message we need to hear. We live in perilous times on this planet. I will not rehearse the peril that we face. You know, you read the papers, you watch television, whatever channel it is you watch, whatever newspaper you read, it is filled with dire news and fear and peril. And whatever side you're on, the other side is out to get you. And this baby, this Jesus that grows up and gives us the good news, is our lens through which we are to see the world, to see one another, and to live. I'm totally convinced that 90% of the world's problems, and especially our country's problems, would be solved today if we would simply look through the lens of Jesus. Now, I don't mean become a religious fanatic. I don't mean you go out and have to save people's souls so they don't burn in hell. I'm talking about just living with compassion and kindness and love the way Jesus invites us. And another part of that would be to turn off our televisions. My friends, there's a lot of information going around. There are a lot of perspectives. There are a lot of people who say, I've got the answers. I've got the truth. This is the way you're supposed to do it. And the church is one of the worst about that. Jesus comes into it and says, I am the way. Follow me. Love God who is with us and through us and around us, and love each other. Amen. Let us go from this place tonight knowing that each and every one of us is the light of the world. That we hold the presence of Christ in our lives. And that we are the heavenly host, singing hallelujahs and sharing and living peace and goodwill on this earth. Let us go from this place with that song in our hearts and with that star in our skies. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.